Remember this song?
Oh, yes.
The great Slow Wayne down, Newton. Son.
Yep.
Because you're making me run.
You know, it's an effective message, but when Wayne Newton delivers it, it becomes even more real, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. Absolutely.
Ben Falcone is on the line. We know Ben and love Ben as an actor, but now he's writing books. His new book is called Being a Dad is Weird. Ben, being a dad is weird.
It really is. Yeah.
Now, you have two girls.
Yes, I have two girls, and they're 10 and they're 7 now.
All right. Bill, your daughters are older, so you've gotten through this weird part.
Right. But, Ben, I didn't have, when I was growing up, I didn't have any sisters, so having little girls around was a very new experience for me. Was it that same way with you?
Yes, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, I still remember probably roughly a year ago, the girls were in my older one's bedroom, and Vivian, the older one, said to Melissa, she goes, "Mommy, I feel like, I really just feel like my comforter's competing with the wallpaper." And I was like, "Well, what do you say to that? I mean, I just literally tried to disappear from the room as quickly as I could. I was like, I'm not needed here."
And Melissa, of course, you're referring to your wife, Melissa McCarthy, who wrote a foreword to this book, Being a Dad is Weird. I have two boys, so it's different for me. You know, like when the sex questions come up, I would assume that my husband would handle it. But they always ask me, have you gotten any, like, you know, little girl questions about being a woman?
You know, I think we're just on the cusp.
Uh-oh.
So I'm trying to stay out of the house a lot.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if I can just keep Melissa around when it occurs, I'll miss it.
Can I recommend something to you, Ben, that worked for me time and time again is, I say to the girls this phrase, what, they don't have the internet anymore? Go to the internet. The answers are there.
That's the worst idea ever.
I know it is. It worked for me, but it is a terrible idea.
There's a sweet little picture of you and your dad on the cover of your book.
Wait, is that your dad or Fidel Castro? I couldn't tell who that was.
He looks a little bit like Fidel.
A little bit, yeah.
Ben, no, don't hang up.
No cigar, but I won't hang up. I'm right here.
All right. So now what have you learned from your father that you're finding yourself doing with your kids now? Because we always say, oh, we're never going to be like our parents. But unfortunately, we do bleed over a little bit with what they've taught us.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I've noticed that my dad makes lots of weird noises, and he always bugged me, and now I make weird noises. So that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of a weird thing I developed. But one thing that he did with me that I recently started doing that I can't recommend strongly enough, and so much better than your internet idea, no offense.
No, sorry.
Is I just say, go outside.
Oh, yeah, simpler. Go outside.
It's because when they're like, I'm bored, I don't know, what do I do? I'm like, go outside.
Yeah.
Because my dad used to tell me to do that all the time. And I was like, well, aren't you going to come with me? You have to, you know, play with me and all this stuff. And he's like, yeah, I'll be there. Sure. And then, you know, he'd come out any, you know, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 30 minutes later. And he would have gotten a break. And the kid, you know, me, I would have gotten a chance to just run around and, you know, eat dirt.
Yeah, but see, there weren't very many peanut allergies when we were growing up because we did eat dirt.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Because we had all those minerals.
Yeah, you built up an immunity almost.
We did, because now all of a sudden, you know, we have the little hand sanitizer that we use on grocery carts and everything else, and it's like our body doesn't know how to process all that now. We ate mud and sand.
Thumbtacks. Well, yeah. Not all the time. If it was a special occasion, my mom would make thumbtacks.
Just like a gourmet. Like, yeah. It's Thursday night. It's thumbtack night.
If we had people over, we'd have thumbtacks. Right. Yeah.
Ben, I have a question for you. I don't know if you did much babysitting. Bill, you did a little bit.
A bunch, yeah.
I never did. So when I had kids, everything changed. Is it something that was difficult at first? Because I was more excited normally about seeing someone's new puppy than I was their kid, so I didn't even know how to deal with kids.
Well, the main thing I know is I'm a sleeper by nature. Melissa is not much of a sleeper. She, you know, can get, you know, 5 hours and she's like, I feel great.
Yeah.
And I'm like a 9 hour guy.
Wow.
Like a nice nine. A solid nine, guys. Go for it.
Wow.
And when you have the baby, it all goes away. And that was a big shock for me. I was like, wait, what about my 9 hours of, you know, can I get up at 8:30, go to bed at 11:30, wake up at 8:30? What happened to that?
Not anymore. Those days are long gone.
No.
Long gone. What about this? In the book, you don't have a whole chapter devoted to this. The magic of a family vacation, because on paper you say to yourself, this is going to be the best time of the year, but it doesn't always play out that way, does it?
No. I mean, my dad took me on the worst vacation of my life.
Where was it?
To an island it was Ocracoke, North Carolina, an island off of North Carolina. And no offense to all the fine people that live in Ocracoke, but it's a terrible place.
Yeah.
And it for a 15-year-old kid, it was like an island where a bunch of, you know, 70-year-old people, it's big with bird watchers.
Yeah.
My dad got the recommendation from a bird watcher friend of his, and I was like, Dad, why would you take a 15-year-old kid, you know, on a recommendation from a 58-year-old bird watcher? And he's like, I don't know, I guess I wasn't taken. and I recently, not too long ago, put the kids through kind of a little bit of the ringer, because we, after Melissa and I finished our first movie, Tammy, that we did together, that I directed and she produced, and I was like, oh, you know what you need after, like, you know, after all those, you know, 70, 80-hour weeks? You need just a little unwinding time. So why don't we'll rent a bus and a driver, like a tour bus, like, you know, like, how cool is this? And we'll drive from Niagara Falls, which is where we finished the movie, back to Los Angeles.
Wow.
And I was like, my kids at the time, though, were 2 and 4, like almost 5. And the 2-year-old, I'm not kidding, we're getting out of, like, Buffalo. So we're just starting. We're 3 minutes into the drive. She puts her hands on either side of the seat, and she screams, I gotta get off this bus. I'm going crazy.
That's easy.
6 more days to go.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, they hated it. They didn't want to just look out the window at the rolling countryside. It was a shock to me.
Last week, Bill and I were talking about things that our parents said, and like it or lump it came up, a saying that my mom always said, oh, you don't like what's for dinner? You like it or lump it. Are there any sayings or anything that you're finding yourself saying because of your father?
Well, the main thing that I say doesn't have a lot to do with parenting or talking to my kids, but my dad, whenever there's a silence, he just says words that could be made up words. He says, if there's a silence in the house, he will say something like, and I'm not kidding, mungi mungi.
Mungi mungi?
What? Mungi mungi. Like, it seems like it's spelled M-U-N-G-Y hyphen M-U-N-G-Y. Mungi mungi. Like, what does that mean? And my brother believes that it's my dad's proof of life, that when it gets too quiet, he's convinced that people need to know that he exists in the universe. And the other thing my dad says is, no matter what, if he's tired or not tired, he'll all of a sudden sigh and he'll go, oh, baby. Like he's walked 6,000 miles
right.
And he just had a drink of water
right.
or something. And I find myself probably once or twice a week saying, oh, baby. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm my dad.
Ben,
what happened?
Explain this one to me, because my dad started doing this a couple of years ago out of nowhere. He never used to do this, and now he does it all the time, is if, again, a lull in the conversation, nobody's talking for 5 seconds, he'll go, so, and then have really big eyes as though he's spurning some idea in our heads. Like, and what's your next idea? So, where did that come from?
That's so great. It means he's bored and he wants you guys to help him out.
Yes. Yes. Pressure's on us.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, put the pressure square. He's on offense. He's not going to be on defense.
Right.
I like it.
He's built the bridge to our next idea. That's exactly what it is. Thank you. I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah.
Now I do.
You know, having kids is
a good move. I'm going to steal it.
All right.
That is good. Having kids is so unbelievably rewarding, but it's scary to me in a way. I have two teenage boys, 14 and 18, and it's like we're responsible for them, you know? And do you ever have doubts of being a good dad? Because I do about being a good mom a lot. You try your best, but you do fail.
Every day, Every day I come up short, you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the first, when I first felt doubt was as we left the hospital. I remember, you know, you got that little baby carrier thing in the back of your car and the kid's like in the middle and you don't know how to do it right and it finally clicks in. And I, Melissa and I were shocked that they were letting us leave. That's what I remember.
I know that feeling.
Like, who, what lunatic would let us leave this hospital? We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's scary. Tough. And then, Ben, I have to ask you this, and I know this is incredibly personal. If you don't want to answer this, don't answer this. You're not going to hurt my feelings. But after Melissa did Sean Spicer for the first time on Saturday Night Live, so that night you guys, you're at home and it's time to go to bed. Was there a moment where you go, I'm going to bed, and it's Sean Spicer laying next to me, just for a moment?
For sure.
Yeah.
We were in New York. You know, and it's a weird feeling to be like I'm sleeping with the White House press secretary. Pretty odd.
She did Sean better than Sean does Sean.
She doesn't take him home.
Good thing.
Thank God.
Very good thing. We're so excited about the book. The book, again, is called Being a Dad is Weird. Ben Falcone wrote it. Ben, I hope you're not upset, but I think this would make a good Father's Day gift for somebody. Would that upset you if I said that out loud?
No, it doesn't upset me at all. I think it'll make a good one, too.
All right.
Well, continued success in being a weird dad. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and continue success being a weird mom. I like it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ben. Have a great Father's Day.
You too. Take care.
All right, take care. Ben Falcone, everybody. Again, the book is called Being a Dad is Weird. Forward by his wife, Melissa McCarthy, and available everywhere where books are.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Were we, I thought we were going to discuss how much people make with him, because I wonder if Melissa McCarthy's on that list.
I wonder if she's on this list. I wonder. Why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break, and then we'll have more show for you. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.